If you're enjoying the Frightmare Theater podcast, you are going to love this month's show partner, Ladies Fright. Check them out.
Oh yes, it's Ladies Fright. We tell spooky stories and try to figure out what about them makes them so scary.
Using personal anecdotes, psychology, and sociology, Lauren, Maggie, and Jackie dive into urban legends, ghost stories, and other tales that give us a good fright.
Because this is Ladies Fright.
Oh, what a fright.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good evening and welcome to all you loyal listeners and all you fresh new initiates alike. Producing a monthly horror radio drama is a monstrous undertaking. If you enjoy stalking the shadows with us every month, we urge you to join the Frightmare Theater Undead family and support us on Patreon, where you will receive members-only special content. Please consider rating and reviewing the show on iTunes as well. Oh, well, that's our cue. Thanks for listening and enjoy tonight's terrifying episode.
The hour has grown late, and shadows lurk around every corner. There, in the distance, the shadows rise from the tree line, dark, winged silhouettes of birds filling the twilight sky. But as you watch, one of those silhouettes turn away from their group's rising arc and plummets back to the earth. First one, then another, and another. A full dozen and more falling like stones from the sky. You heard no hunter's gunshots. The night's silence full and flat like the rising moon. And as the final bird succumbs and falls like its partners had, your mind begins to race, thinking, what could stop an entire flock of birds in flight and do so with utter silence? Then the more concerning thought, now that the birds are downed, where might its attention turn next? You begin to run, but before you've taken three steps, the silence is upon you, and your vision is filled with stark, blinding whiteness. But never fear, though, loyal listeners, for that is simply the sign that it's time once again to turn down the lights and turn up the terror as you are engulfed by the inky void that is Frightmare Theater.
Welcome once more, my little monsters and freak nasties, to another spooky serving of everyone's favorite midnight snack, Frightmare Theater. I am, as ever, your deliciously malicious host, Dr. Necropolis, ready to give you a supersized helping of tonight's tale of terror.
Yes, now I'm hungry.
Well, too bad, so sad. Run along and tell your dad. Eat on your own time, mister. We'll not have any employees taking snack breaks willy-nilly around here.
I don't even get a lunch break.
And so you shan't. What do you think we run here, A union shop? I'll be put in the ground a second time before I let that happen. And I truly appreciate the support, Al, but not as much as I appreciate our dreadfully dark tale this evening. I guarantee, my listeners, this shocker of a scary story will sneak up on you before you can... What was that?
Wasn't me.
That wouldn't happen to be our studio poltergeist Polly playing around, would it?
No! I'm on a lunch break!
What the? I said no lunch breaks!
Talk to my union rep!
Yes, yes, yes. Not important right now. What is important is that... Indeed, my little boys and ghouls. Sometimes the scariest shocks are closer than we realize. Perhaps right on the other side of a door. But will your answer be to ignore the danger and turn to hide? or try to confront that which is on the other side, lying wait beyond comprehension? Find out in tonight's terrifying tale as we present to you Knock Knock.
Snip.
Hey, Mary. And now, don't worry. You're not in trouble. I know your boss calls you up like this in the evening, out of nowhere. It can make you concerned for your job.
I'll admit, seeing your number show up on the caller ID after hours didn't exactly fill me with hope.
And that is just the furthest thing from my mind. Don't even give it a thought.
Okay. I won't.
But with that being said, I would like to talk to you about your job performance. Hey! It's all right, Mary. Stay with me. No need to get upset here.
No. No, of course. Just some anxiety. I'm sorry, Mr. Parsnip, sir.
No need to apologize. I understand you have issues with anxiety. And Mary, call me Kip. Mr. Parsnip was my father's name. Ba-dum-bum. Hello? Anybody there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. And obviously that was your father's name, too. What's your point?
For goodness, it was a joke, Mary. You do understand the concept of a joke, right? You know, tee-hee and ha-ha. Like if I said knock-knock, you'd say...
That knock-knock jokes are the worst kind of trite, overused dad joke fodder. Was that not the right answer?
This is what I need to talk to you about, Mary. It's undeniable that your work ethic is top-notch. But there have been some comments about a flippant and annoyed attitude. And when you're working customer service over the phone, that's really not a great comment to receive.
Well, if I get asked annoying questions, my natural reaction is to get annoyed. I'm perfectly fine with completing booking paperwork or providing them with copious amounts of research, but then the client will ask me, "Is it nice?" And I'm thinking, "I just gave you the research, you decide if it's nice." They're the ones going on this trip, why should they care if I think it's nice?
You do know this is a travel agency we work for.
Yes?
Mary, we're not just mindlessly booking the trip for them. We're selling them the trip, the experience of the trip.
The thought of actually going on one of those trips makes my anxiety twitch again. You know, if I'm being perfectly honest...
Why stop now?
It fills me with a sense of disgust and dread. I've always had this debilitating phobia about going new places. Why anyone would ever choose that over staying at home is beyond me.
All right. Well, I've got to go find some aspirin. So why don't you just ask yourself this one question, Mary? Is this really the best job for me?
The best job for you? I'm sure. Sure it is, sir. I think you're a great boss.
Okay. Good talk. Have a nice night.
Jeez. Poor Mr. Parsnip. He must have had a rough day or something. But if he says my job's safe, then I guess I don't have to worry.
And now, back to the True Housewives of Peoria.
Yeah, that's what I'm needing.
You didn't tell me you two were a thing.
And you didn't tell me you were such a Gucci skank whore.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did. And I'd say it again, you dirty prostitute. But what I won't do is go anywhere near that pig of a man again, especially if he's even considering letting you cover him in your disgusting, low-rent stank.
Snap, that's a good burn.
Yeah, but they both end up sleeping with him anyways.
Well, Shannon! Made me jump out of my skin.
What? I thought you were talking to me.
No, you bitch.
I didn't even hear you come in.
Well, I'm very much like a ninja in that way, silent and deadly.
You were after those enchiladas Thursday night.
I am, as the goddess made me, flatulence and all.
Not to mention major spoiler. Thanks, by the way, I hadn't watched this episode of Housewives yet.
And my telling you that spoiler means you're not going to watch it?
Of course not.
Thought so. Not to sound like a broken record, but I'm going to say the same thing I've been saying since we started rooming together. You've got to get up, get active, and get out into the rest of the world.
Hey, I resent that. I'm active. I'll have you know, I did some calisthenics first thing this morning.
Really?
Well, no. But I did do 5 minutes of stretching.
Really?
Well, no, more like 2 minutes. But it felt like five.
It's hard to not suspect as much when every time I come into this living room, I find you on this couch, wrapped up in your blanket like a panini.
How dare you, Shannon? You know couch panini is one of my five favorite things in the world.
And I can't recall in recent memory when I've actually seen you leave the house. Tell me, Mary, when was the last time you even went outside?
Yes. I ran to the corner store on Friday.
Friday? Like yesterday Friday?
No, like the Friday before that.
So it's been over a week?
Give or take.
That is completely unacceptable, Mary, my love. No give or take.
Get off my balls.
Nope can do. Instead, you are going to give me this blanket.
Couch panini, no!
And get yourself off this couch.
You monster.
Look at the state of you. Do you wear anything besides pajamas anymore? At least put on some workout clothes and go for a jog.
I can't. I pooped in all my workout pants.
Uh-huh. Well, then you can borrow some of mine.
I pooped in yours, too. Oh, well. Pajamas it is.
I'm serious. I know you said working from home was a dream come true, little one, but I'm beginning to think you can't see the reality of the nightmare it's becoming.
You're talking crazy. That's all crazy talk you're saying to me. This is everything I've ever wanted. A good steady job that doesn't require me to cram myself into a bus or subway car with a bunch of strangers to get to a tiny building where I need to cram myself in with another bunch of strangers. No more worrying about being followed down a dark alley. No more clutching my mace white knuckle tight. No more fear. No more uncertainty. I can just stay here where I feel safe.
Sure, I'm the one spewing crazy talk. Can you even hear yourself? You are describing the textbook definition of agoraphobia. You are willingly giving into it.
Hey, you can lecture me all day, but please stop slapping me in the face with your psych degree. I'm perfectly healthy. Perfectly happy, perfectly homebound. What's wrong with that?
Oh, the psychologist you eventually see is going to get so famous off of the paper they write about your disorder.
I've told you before, Dr. Freud, and I'll tell you again. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine.
Well, you've convinced me.
I was just startled. That's all.
Whatever you gotta tell yourself, boo. At least get your startled hiney up and grab the door for me. That should be Luke. I'm still far from presentable. What's wrong? I thought we were past the whole hating my boyfriend phase of our roommate relationship.
No, Luke's fine. It's just... Can you make sure to play something loud in your room tonight? I'm talking action movie explosions or John Philip Sousa marching band loud. Because I wish to never again hear the animal noises you two made last time you came over.
As previously stated, I am as the goddess made me. Orgasms and all.
Well, the goddess saw fit to make your orgasms sound like just a rabid pack of squirrels being assaulted by a combine harvester.
Yeah, that was a good night. But I think we can top it.
I guess that's one way to get me out of the house.
Admit you love it, bitch!
Alright, already. I'm coming!
That's what I said!
Shut up! Bad enough I gotta hear it through the wall without you spelling it out for me. Hold your horses, Romeo! Your Juliet awaits? Wait a minute. Luke? Hello?
What is it?
There's nobody here!
What?
Yeah, there's nobody. See?
But I heard knocking. You heard knocking, right?
I did. And the doorbell.
Must be stupid kids playing a prank.
Yeah. Must be.
You know what kind of brats we have living in this neighborhood, right?
Sure.
I mean, you see them riding their Razor scooters all over the street. I'm afraid I'll hit one of them.
Right. Oh, no.
Oh, you be quiet. That's Luke. That's all. Settle down! Luke, is that you?
No, Shannon. Maybe don't open it.
Why stop being so paranoid? Nobody there again.
I don't like this, Shannon.
Don't be a baby. I'm gonna step out front and take a look.
No.
Mary, calm down. It's fine. I just want to catch one of these punk kids in the act.
Please, please, Shannon. I really don't like this. Please come back inside. Shut the door.
I'm fine. Nah, just a second, though. I saw something in the street.
What? What's there? Is someone there? Are you in the bushes? Stay away. Get back. Stay away.
I so got you.
Hey, Luke, yeah, that's funny. That's real funny. Good job. Almost made me piss my pants. Real, real funny. Oh, Shannon, good to see you. Did you know this was happening?
All right. Confession. I totally knew that was happening.
I so got her.
I'm sorry, girl.
Are you laughing?
No. Little.
Wow, you lecture me about getting out of the house and then go and let your boyfriend do that. Just, wow.
Come on, Mary, it was just a joke.
What? You needed a little jump start.
You need a jump start, starty pants.
We were only trying to engage you and assist you in enacting some action in your life. So sue me.
Oh, I'll sue you. I'll sue you in France.
And it got you off the couch, didn't it?
Well, watch me sit my ass back on it now, you stupid cross-mouthed bitch.
What?
Cross-mouthed. Is that even an insult?
I don't know. I think so.
But, like, what does it even mean?
Nothing, Luke. It doesn't mean anything at all. Just leave her be.
Your roommate is weird.
I'm sorry, Mary.
Sure.
I really didn't mean to upset you.
Whatever.
Right. Well, we are off to enjoy our marching band music. Hope it's not too loud.
Hey, but I thought we were watching Bones.
Stupid, greasy, nasty, bugly, prostitution, coochie whore.
Nope.
Little did the woman know that the call had been coming from inside her own house.
Double nope.
And while natural instincts might belie a sense of consciousness, the pill bug's simplistic brain, with its minuscule amount of neural connections, shows it to be a much less developed form of instinctual consciousness, without the ability to understand jealousy, or grief, or even to have an imagination. They are, quite simply, lesser beings by the standards humans have developed.
And triple nope. Need a distraction. Maybe I'll read a book? Has it come to that? Oh, ha ha, still very funny, guys. What'd you do, Luke? Sneak out through her window? Luke? Shannon? Okay, getting much less funny, guys. Gotcha. No. Nothing. How did they... How are you doing that? All right, I give up. How'd you do that? Hello there. You can come tell me now.
Yes?
Yes. You can stop now. I mean it.
I mean, what the hell are you talking about?
The knocking. Quit it.
Ugh, we did, Mary. We apologized already.
Yeah, and then you kept doing it just now.
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, we didn't. We were already starting to distract each other, if you catch my drift. And believe me, I'd have noticed if someone wasn't there.
So you're telling me you didn't just knock on the front door just now?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. Now, can you leave me alone? Why don't you sit down on your trusty couch and watch your trashy shows? I know it's all you really want in the world anyway.
Ugh, that snaggletooth hag! It's all right. Oh, but I was just hearing things. Yeah, just imagining things. Turning the sounds of the house settling into all sorts of nonsense. Scaring myself. Waking it up. Yes, I'm not hearing anything. I'm not hearing anything. Nothing at all.
Hello?
Hello? Is someone there?
Hello there?
Hello there. Hello there.
Hey, hey, guys, hey, hey.
You unbelievable pain in my ass. What?
There are people outside.
There's what?
People. What kind of people?
Scary sounding people.
Who's there? There's nobody here. Is this supposed to be funny?
No, there were... I heard them.
Well, I didn't hear anything. Look, I am sorry I scared you before, but seriously, it was a joke.
Okay, haha, you got us back.
They must be out there.
But for the record, our joke was a hell of a lot funnier.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock.
Hello there.
Who is that? Who's out there?
Come out and see.
Yeah! Come and see. Come see.
Come out and see.
See us.
Knock. Knock.
Okay. Okay, you slant back hooker. You want to test me? I will. Where are you?
Do you see us yet?
Ah! What? What is this? Where are you?
And now you're outside.
Oh no, outside!
What is this?
You can't go outside.
Oh no!
Who knows what horrors might be waiting for you?
You cannot see.
There are so many terrible things waiting for you outside.
Do you see now?
Do you see?
We can make you see.
We can show you.
Yeah, show you.
We can show you horrors.
The horrors.
All the things waiting for you outside.
Is that what you want?
Please, no.
No!
Then stay inside.
Stay inside, where it's safe.
Leave the rest of the world outside and not care.
Is that what you want?
I do. I want to care.
Really?
That's not what it sounded like to us.
Everyone questioning you. Why is everyone so frightening and different?
Don't you wish everyone would go away and leave you all alone?
No. No, that's not what I want.
Could have fooled me.
Admit it. You'd be perfectly happy if everyone else in the world exploded and died and left you by yourself. So much simpler. So much safer. You dream about it, don't you?
Fantasize about it.
No, that's not what I want! That's not what I want!
What the hell? You're shouting! Mary!
What's going on?
I can't get them to shut up!
You are the one that needs to shut up!
It's not me, it's them, the voices!
Voices?
Voices?
The voices! They keep talking to me and they won't stop! They won't stop!
Mary, are you saying that you're hearing voices?
Called it.
No, no, not like that. I'm really hearing them. They're here. They were outside, but I heard them.
That's what you heard outside?
They were out there, but when I went out, I couldn't see them. But they were still there, and they kept knocking. Like that.
Like what?
Like the knocking at the door. There it is again. Can't you guys hear it?
This isn't funny. Like, at all anymore.
Mary, maybe you should sit down.
They're judging you.
They pity you.
No.
Please? Mary, have a sit.
They want to control you.
Shut up.
Okay, now you're scaring me a little. Come here.
They want to touch you.
Hurt you.
Don't touch me.
All right. I'm sorry.
They bother you.
Mary, hey, Mary, you need to calm down.
They grab at you.
Yeah, Mary, Sugar, maybe we need to take you to get some help.
They want to take you outside.
No.
Mary, come on. I don't want to hurt you.
Mary, please, you're not yourself.
The horrors are outside.
I'm trying to help here.
Mary, stop it. Luke, be careful.
No.
Men are outside.
Watch out for the lamp. Baby, come on.
Oh, God, no, I'm so
sorry.
No,
he's not moving, Mary!
What?
What did you do?
Shannon, I didn't mean
to. Why? Why? He was trying to help you.
I got confused. The voices were...
Stop it!
Uh-oh. She's got you down.
Stop saying that!
Choking you.
There aren't any voices!
Lying to you. No voices.
You can hear us, Mary.
Stop it! Just stop it!
She's a liar.
A dirty liar.
One of the horrors.
Will you let the outside horrors win? She's choking you. You have to stop her.
Come on, Mary.
Use your head.
Yes, choke her first. Stop her lying. Don't worry. It will all be over soon.
No more lying! No more outside!
No more horrors.
Sounds sweet.
Watch out, Mary.
She's got a piece of glass from the lamp! I still can't believe that works.
Every time, I'm telling you.
And you never have to inhabit them or puppet them at all. They just go crazy like that all on their own. That's wild.
There's something about these lower dimensional beings. This whole universe is so static and permanent. All you have to do is show up without a physical form, and they go off their nut.
The carbon-based life forms, They extinguished each other.
Yeah, everything around here does feel so physical and sticky.
For sure. This place is so far down the dimensional stack, it's like it barely exists. They haven't even gotten their heads around eighth-dimensional perceptional mathematics.
What? That's baby stuff! Even Dum Dum here got through 8DP with a passing grade.
Extinguished each other. That's classic. That'll keep me laughing for eons.
Thanks for bringing us along and showing us how to do one of these. I know my brother really wanted to see it. And even I have to admit, it was pretty cool.
I really don't do it that often. Just when I need to let off a little steam during mega finals.
Ah, shoot. We gotta scoot. I've got mind lacrosse practice in a fortnight.
Yeah, I'll be due back at Ultra Academy in a bit, too. You're not the only one with mega finals, you know.
Then maybe I'll see you there.
Count on it. But you're sure we won't get in trouble for all of this? If someone saw what we did, found out it was us?
No, of course not. And even if it did, nobody would care. Like I said, this place and these lower beings are so far removed from higher dimensional society, it's like they don't even exist.
Still, I feel kind of bad. It must have hurt.
They don't feel things the way we do. Would you feel bad about stepping on a crawler bug?
Yuck! No! Those things are gross!
Well, then there you go. One and the same. But just to ease your worries, I've exposed the wiring of that broken lamp to the carpet. The whole place will burn down, and no one will be the wiser.
Aw, dang! I wish I could stick around for that.
Yeah, that sure sounds awesome.
No, you're right. We've got to get back. After all, they do call it a ding-dong dash, not a knock-knock. Who's there?
Nothing like warming yourself by a toasty, crackling fire, eh, my little beasties? Well, that is, of course, unless you are the kindling. Oh, poor, poor Mary. All she ever wanted was to keep the outside out, but inevitably it still found a way to get in. Poor, poor Shannon. All she wanted was a quiet evening in, but instead was sacrificed at the altar of friendship. And poor, poor Luke, all he wanted was to watch Bones.
And now all he hears is Bones!
That's my line, Al! But remember, you devious ghoulies out there, the lives of insects might seem insignificant to us, but the next time you decide to pull a prank on those you deem beneath you, consider things from the bug's perspective. You never know when it's going to be you under the boot.
The Frightmare Theater podcast is brought to you by Arcane, where nightmares are made flesh. Tonight's radio presentation of Knock Knock was written and directed by Heath Hillhouse and featured the voice talents of Nicole McLaughlin, Fee Basinavicius, Sean Young, Drew Dively, Alex Murphy, Heath Hillhouse, Andrew McMurtry, Sarah Hillhouse, Nathan Shelton, and Spencer Tilly. The Frightmare Theater theme music is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Porcelli and Allison Johnston and can be found along with other haunting scores at chrisporcellipiano.com. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theater are proudly displayed for the shock and horror of the masses at frightmaretheater.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theater on social media and subscribe to the Frightmare Theater podcast via iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite listening app. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you succumb to the nightmares with us once again next season for all new episodes. Until then, I am the announcer wishing you pleasant dreams.